Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing and hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great split weekend. It's the last day of February and the first day of March. Spring is not that far off,
and happy leap year.
Yes, yes. So I got an extra year. February tried to grow up this year.
Right.
Every 4 years. Tell you what, with spring on the horizon, the 45th annual Houston Fishing Show will begin this coming week.
And you look forward to this every year.
You know, it is like a homecoming. It really is. Lots and lots of friends exhibiting. It's a good time. Everybody's ramped up because of the warmer weather and the fishing opportunities that are increasing. And so, it's a good show.
Some of those can be fun. I remember years ago, I can't remember what show it was. It was a George R. Brown. And I came by your booth, and Diane was still with you then.
Right.
But next to you were some people that had some duck callers. And she asked me, she says, "You got a concealed carry permit, don't you?" And I said, "Yeah, just shoot that guy." You know,
That had to have been a hunting show later in the year.
Right.
Yeah, just for no reason, you know, and just constantly. It was crazy. But fishing show, lots of great seminars, lots of great product. I mean, if you're wanting to learn, wanting to improve your skills, this is a show that you need to come.
Well, the kid fishing thing, though, that's very cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to be, you know, going into more detail on it, but I want to tell you about our guest.
Oh, let's do
it. Who's
that.
Got something really cool, and it's Bart Reed, Bart's Bay Armor. And for those of you that, as Harold, you say, want to get in amongst them, get out of a perfectly good boat and wade fish, okay, you need to protect yourself. And this is a phenomenal set of wading boots, and we're going to be talking about Bart's background, his professional background, and impetus for building these this new lineup of boots that he says will even fit my foot, which is pretty impressive.
If he fits mine, then everything's covered.
Oh, yeah, you know, absolutely. it really would. Plus, we've got some outdoor news. We've even got a little entertainment segment that we're going to touch on. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for The Automotive Reporter. For over 17 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube, and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And once again, hope everybody's having a great weekend, putting some, hopefully, the last major cold front of the year, you know, behind us.
Right.
As we move toward spring here in about 3 weeks in the month of March. But
And then we get the spring forward.
Oh, yeah.
But does that put us back on the real time?
No. We're on real time now. Oh. Now we're going on fake,
on imaginary
fake news.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish we'd get rid of that.
I do, too. Because, boy, don't even get me started on it.
Well, I already did. See, your face got red.
Your blood pressure went up.
That's right.
I mean, it's fake.
Yeah.
If we're going to go fish...
Uh-huh.
We're going to get there based on the time we're going to leave the dock,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
You know, ahead of sunrise. If you're going to hunt, hunting regulations are based on time,
mm-hmm.
you know, 30 minutes before sunrise,
after,
30
yeah.
minutes after,
right.
you know, yeah. or sunset, you
mm-hmm.
know, whatever
right.
the regulation may read. And all this is people, oh, but it makes the day longer. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then your body's got to try to adjust, you know.
And it takes all yeah. summer, and finally yeah. next fall
and
we
cat's,
go.
That cat's going to still be up wanting its chow.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And it's still going to be hotter than the hinges of hell, you know,
right.
in summer.
Right.
And you get an extra hour, you
yeah.
know, as opposed to it being later
mm-hmm.
when the sun is starting to set
right.
and it's not as hot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, one of these days.
I want to shift gears.
Okay.
To play off of some of your background, the entertainment side of the show.
Showbiz is my life.
Yeah. You mentioned it. You talked briefly about it. Mm. I've now seen it.
What?
What a phenomenal movie. Ford versus Ferrari.
Yes, yes.
I mean,
yes.
as a Ford guy,
right?
Really love it. But anybody that's of our generation, mm-hmm. you know, or is a car nut.
Right.
Remember the Shelby Mustang,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, they still have those. You know, the Shelby Americans still doing them.
Well, but then to see the history and,
right.
and you know, and Le Mans, 66, 67,
68? 67.
What did I say? 66?
Yeah. Well, 66. You were counting up. It was 67. Yeah.
I thought it was four years.
Oh, you mean
the wins.
They did. I'm sorry.
All right. 66, 67, 68,
yeah.
and 69.
Yeah.
For an American manufacturer mm-hmm. to win the 24 Hours of Le Mans.
Yeah, the Ford GT.
Yeah, just absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, and it's just good acting. I mean, I've had some of my peers in the automotive journalism area go, you know, Carroll Shelby was a full head taller than Matt Damon. That's not the point. You know, it's the history, it's the feel, and I knew Shelby,
uh-huh.
you know, and I love this movie.
Texan, by
oh,
the
you
way.
You betcha, Texan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and legendary. Oh, boy, he was a pistol. World's longest living heart transplant recipient. He had two.
Yeah.
He was an amazing guy, but he used to race in overalls.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, watching the movie, it reminded me back in the day when I fell in love with the Indy 500
mm-hmm.
and the A.J. Foyts,
right.
you know,
you
of
betcha.
The world.
Yeah.
And I remember at the 500, A.J., something wasn't right,
mm-hmm.
and his crew wasn't getting it right.
Yeah.
And he pulled in the pits. Unbuckles, mm-hmm. comes out of his roadster,
right.
you know, and grabs a wrench and starts
yeah.
going to work, you
right.
know?
Right.
But folks, entertaining,
very
you're
much
spot
so. Beautifully
on.
Beautifully filmed, really, just really wonderfully done.
And the interaction amongst the cast,
mm-hmm.
And that's, shoot, I'm drawing a blank.
What do you mean, the guy that plays Ken Miles?
No.
Oh. Matt Damon. Right.
Matt Damon. And the other actors,
mm-hmm.
absolutely phenomenal. I
right.
mean, very, very close-knit, just a phenomenal,
yeah,
phenomenal
and
show.
And an amazing story. It really is an amazing story and quite a success story. And Ford, you know, Ford said, no, we're going to do it. Let's just do it. Do it.
Well,
Get her done.
Christian Bale. Who plays Ken Miles, the
first,
driver.
Yeah, by the way, the first movie he's actually been able to use his real accent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. And I did not realize, and I'm sitting here watching the movie, mm-hmm. and I'm looking at the actress that plays his wife,
yeah.
Christiana Balfe,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going, they really, really dressed her down.
Yes.
And right. she was a model. I right. mean, internationally, you right. know, known model.
Correct.
Beautiful woman.
Correct.
And then the young son, Josh Lucas, that plays, not Josh Lucas, Noah Jupe, that plays his son.
Mm-hmm.
Just, folks, if you want to entertainment, lots of feel good, yeah. you know.
It was, it was nominated for an Oscar for Best Picture.
So, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you ought to go see it. Ford versus Ferrari. Just had to bring that
well,
in.
Well, as long as doing entertainment, I mentioned to you before we started that for the first time ever, because I had a meeting in Pearland and went to Killen's TMZ, his Tex-Mex restaurant. I mean, you know, Ronnie Killen must have 20 restaurants in Pearland.
Right.
Of course, famous for the barbecue and the steakhouse. But different. Not weird, but I'm just saying different, really different items, an interesting selection. Killen's TMZ. I highly recommend it. It was very, very good.
Outstanding. You know, outdoor folks love barbecue.
Of course we do.
And we love fast cars.
And we love Mexican food.
Yeah. So
we love food.
Yeah, absolutely. Here in the Lone Star State, this time of year is when Texas Parks and Wildlife is reviewing all of their upcoming regulatory changes. And both on the hunting side as well as fishing side, they are seeking input on regulations. And on the hunting side, real quickly, they're going to establish season and bag limit for the migratory bird season 2020 and 2021.
Right.
They're going to decrease the bag limit during the regular season of light geese from 20 to 10. And then... the shift snipe hunting season date 2 weeks later than previous. You can make a comment about that.
That's the point. You do have a chance to be part of the process. Do we have a way for people to find out how to whine?
Yeah, go to the website, yeah. tpwd.texas.gov, and they also have some freshwater fishing regulations on Lake Nasworthy, Texoma, Brushy Creek, and Moss Lake, as well as Falcon Reservoir. So. Need to check that out.
Okay. Right.
All right. Sorry, our entertainment took up the rest of the time that we were going to talk about news. Weather-wise,
okay. Yes.
Weather-wise,
mm-hmm.
You know, spring is not that far off. Looking at the AccuWeather forecast, okay. Folks, this should do it. We're going to still have a few cool nights, you know, sprinkled over the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But spring is on the way.
We'll have to just wait and see how March comes in.
You're still thinking rodeo parade,
yeah,
I know.
I know.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets, outdoor report, and we're going to see if Harold's been on or off the road.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all. It's where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird season, camaraderie afield creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or field, while hearty, home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day as well as kick them off. We mentioned last week when we visited with Mike Sutton,
mm-hmm.
they're already taking bookings.
For September.
For
right?
September, yeah. For the blast and cast on the Dove.
Right.
Looking ahead to waterfowl season. Mm-hmm. Closer, right now, there's been some phenomenal fishing going on, and it's just going to increase in numbers and quality
right.
Over the next few months. So go to their website, getawaypm.com, or give them a call at 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
And their booth is beside yours, the fishing show. Isn't
oh,
it?
Yeah. We have it's a hoot.
Yeah.
Our aisle, you know, for years,
uh-huh.
have had a reputation of being a bit rowdy.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okie doke. Let's check the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times, okay? This weekend, Saturday is rated as good. This Sunday slips to fair. Monday plunges to poor. Tuesday is another good day. Wednesday and Thursday are our two best days of the week. Friday is another good one. Saturday is rated as fair, while next Sunday is another good day. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from well before sunrise, continue until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game beginning to actively feed from either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-morning until early afternoon. On Monday, March the 2nd, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday through Thursday is a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low daily. Friday has a double tide schedule. Next Saturday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Next Sunday has a double tide schedule. If people can't remember all of that, where do they find the information?
Hey, go to Texas Outdoors Journal, available on newsstands, or get a subscription.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
At TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. Time for the Outdoor Reports, and that's brought to you by the 45th Annual Houston Fishing Show. Going fishing? Don't. Not until you've been to the 45th Annual Houston Fishing Show, March 4th through the 8th. Hundreds of booths filled with rods, reels, the newest lures, electronics, and fishing accessories. Manufacturers from all the world with factory reps there to answer your questions. Fishing guides from Alaska to South America on hand to assist you in planning your next trip. Hundreds of booths filled with tackle items and other products never before seen. Blue water cruisers, skinny water bay boats, kayaks, and high-performance bass boats fully rigged and ready to fish, marked down for the show. Hundreds of fishing pros to answer all your questions. Continuous clinics by fishing experts. Special kids clinic sponsored by Fishing Tackle Unlimited and Texas Coastal Brigade on Saturday and Sunday with fishing tackle for each youngster.
They get to keep it?
They get to keep it.
Oh, cool.
Don't miss the 45th Annual Houston Fishing Show, Wednesday, March 4th through Sunday, March 8th at the George R. Brown Convention Center in downtown Houston. For more information, visit HoustonFishingShow.com.
Okay, you know me, my thing is punching holes in things and blowing up stuff.
Right.
Explain skinny water.
Skinny water, it's actually that. It's shallow water. I mean, you know, it's very shallow. Even in areas that can get stirred up on the upper coast,
mm-hmm.
You know, when you've got calm winds,
right.
got skinny water, and water can be really pretty. You get to the mid-coast and lower coast where we don't have the river influences.
Right.
We still have grass beds mm-hmm. to filter out the sediment. Absolutely water that can certainly... rival water in Florida.
So your tactics are different in that kind of thing.
Yes.
Ah.
And the fish, if you can see the fish can see you.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Cool.
So, and we'll get into more with that with Bart when we talk later on about wade fishing.
Okay.
But on the coast, with the colder weather and tides dropping out that we've had this week, Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu, as well as Sabine Lake kind of stirred up. But looking for a good bet, the... warm water discharge at the cooling plant in Trinity Bay, some of the best redfish action of the year occurs there. In Galveston Bay, sheep's head bite continues to be good near the Galveston jetties, actually up and down the Texas coast around the jetties. Sheep's head move in to spawn, and there are some big, big sheep's head. Mm. Double-digit size sheep's head can be caught. Freeport, redfish along the flats. And are best on live shrimp. West Matagorda, speckled trout are good on the south shoreline along the bayous on shrimp. Port O'Connor, Espiritu Santos can be a safe haven, particularly when the wind lays and other areas get a little bit rough. Black Drum out of Rockport have been good around the oyster reefs and grass beds. Port Aransas, redfish and trout in the ship channel are hitting on shrimp. That's because of the deeper water. And out of Corpus Christi Bay, bull reds have caught mainly in the ship channel. Baffin Bay, speckled trout have been best on live shrimp. Captain Nathan Bebout last week, mentioned that he thought that the bite was going to really be good on corkies of every size because of the lower water temperature. Reports now that he was right.
Ah.
Some good fish being caught. Port Isabel, black drum are good on crab and shrimp. Whiting are good on dead shrimp and squid. And finally, South Padre Island, shrimp have been hanging out in the deeper water. Artificial soft plastics and live bait both been successful.
Okay, let's head to East Texas. Lake Fork, crappie are good on jigs and minnows around structure in 20 to 30 feet of water. Livingston, the largemouth bass activity continues to be good in creeks and coves with Carolina rig worms, spinners, and jigs. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs in less than 8 feet of water with structure. White bass are good on spoons while fishing the same areas as the largemouth. Nackinich, largemouth bass are good, especially later in the day on spinners, jigs, crankbaits, and creature baits, moving shallow in vegetative cover, creek structure, and coves. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in creek structures and by the bridge structures. Big Sam Rayburn, crappie are good on minnows and jigs, casting shallow structure and brush piles in less than 10 feet of water. Wright Patman, largemouth bass are good on slow-moving worms and jigs, trying vegetation, timber, and man-made structures. White bass are good on slabs and spoons on main lake points. Bass Drop, channel and blue cats are good on cut, live, and stinky bait. Fayette, catfish are good on stink bait, live bait, and cut bait. Palestine, hybrid stripers are good on minnows and slabs. White bass are good on slabs. Catfish continue to be good on shad and chicken livers. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, plastic worms, and spinners, working flats, submerged vegetation, and creeks. Catfish are good on live bait and cut bait. Somerville, catfish are good throughout the lake with cut shad and stink bait. Largemouth bass are good with plastic worms, crankbaits, larger spinners and jigs near the creeks and moving shallower to creeks and coves. Tewakini, catfish are good on live bait, cut shad, and stink bait in 25 to 45 feet of water. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on slabs, spoons, and Alabama rigs. Texoma, largemouth bass are good fishing plastics and crankbaits. Whitney, black bass are good on deep diving crankbaits, plastic worms, and jigs while fishing mid to deep structure. White bass are good on slabs in deeper water. Tyler, black bass are good on Carolina rig creature baits, spinners, worms, and jigs, fishing dock structures and natural shorelines with drops.
Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, where Amistad Reservoir black bass fishing has been good on topwaters early. Spinner baits have been good around the drops and points later in the day, with plastic worms also being good around submerged vegetation. Power plant lakes, Calaveras, where largemouth bass are good on jigs, plastic worms, and spinner baits at mid depths. Corpus Christi, largemouth bass are good using topwaters late in the day, also during overcast days. Falcon Reservoir, bass are good on soft plastic worms, spinners, and crankbaits amongst the flooded vegetation. Allen Henry, bass continue to be good on jigs between 8 to 16 feet of water, with success coming in bunches. Lake Coleman, hybrid stripers are good drift fishing with live bait and fast-moving lures. And OH Ivy, waiting for them to bust out with a share lunker. But largemouth bass fishing has been good on worms and minnows looking for the deeper coves just off the main lake structure near the dam.
So far, we've just had the one.
Just the one, right? From Allen Henry, right?
Okay. Heading up to the hill country, Buchanan. White bass are good on minnows and slabs when fishing points and using sonar to locate schools of bait fish. Channel cats have been good on stink bait, live, and cut bait, LBJ. Crappie are good on jigs around brush and docks. Catfish are good on stink bait and cut bait.
All right, on the hunting scene, we've got a late light goose conservation season that will run through March 15 in the East Zone. That's 123 counties. In the August 31st, you got two regulated seasons. You've got the South Zone javelina season that will continue, as well as the other open squirrel season. And tell you what, we've got turkey season that's going to be opening for the spring season coming up. Yeah, and that's going to open March 28th through the 29th in the North Zone. And then you've got the South Zone that's going to open March 14th through the 15th. So we're not that far off you know, those that like to hunt in the off season.
Right.
And you do like to hunt, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Underutilized resources.
You know what, though? I don't know if I told you on or off microphone, but up at El Rancho Gun last month and got in and cleaned my very first rifle, my very first single-shot 22 Winchester Model 62A boys rifle, because it's a little shorter. Because I'm a little shorter.
Okay.
You know, pull the pin back.
All right.
Single shot.
Oh, I remember, bro.
I grabbed a bunch of long rifles, put them in my pants, and went out and did as a kid. I'm shooting cactus, cow pies, rocks. Not songbirds.
Right.
Any of the dumb things we did when we were kids, you know. But, and the fun thing, threw a stick in the water tank and shooting the stick.
Sure.
And I still got the NI, baby, because the fun thing is when you shoot it on the end, you push it away, right?
Right.
You know, but that little rifle still dead on, and I was standing on my feet like a man. My youth came back. Just forgot how much fun that is.
And that's how so many learn to shoot.
Yes.
And it's skill. It's practice that's still fun, as you're saying.
And I went home and I pulled my Red Ryder out of the closet. And I'm going to do some more with this, too. But that's just it. And that's the way we started. And to get back to it, though, when people have the opportunity to do something like that, because my mom's family, they all had ranches in Mason. And so I'm just roaming, man. I'm just me and a bunch of 22s and off I go.
People, though, will go, oh, but, you know, I live in the city now, or I don't have a place. Go to a national forest.
Right.
You know, there are places that you can still go.
Yeah.
Take a look at Texas Parks and Wildlife, $48 annual hunting permit. Mm-hmm. There may be some property. I'm not, you know, you need to look it up that is available for dove season, but may be available in the off season. Go
plinking, man.
Just go plinking. Yeah. You're right. That is something that, well, we could do a whole show on that, you know, probably ought to at sometime, you know, talk about.
Maybe an article there, too.
Hey, there you go. That would certainly work, whether it's air rifles or, you know, 22s.
Correct.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
On and off the road.
Is that where we are?
Yeah, that's where we are.
Okay, go on or off the road when you're going blinking.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Here's your blinking wagon right here, friends. The 2020 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sahara 4x4. Their first diesel.
Really?
Ta-da! Yeah, their first diesel. A 3-liter V6 turbo diesel engine, 260 horsepower, 442 pound-feet of torque, and pleasantly quiet. It really is very, very quiet. And, of course, it's a Jeep. All Jeeps are a Jeep, and they're proud to say that. So the doors come off, the roof comes off, things come off, you know, the tires come off. I mean, it's a great, great vehicle. But this one is loaded to the gills. The Parkview rear backup cameras, their command track, part-time four-wheel drive system, heavy-duty suspension with gas shocks, skid plates for the fuel tank, the transfer case, the transmission, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, electronic stability control, electronic roll mitigation, trailer sway damping, leather trim seats on the inside, 8.4-inch screen for the radio controls and stuff. And this thing had things added to it, too. Their HD radio, the satellite traffic systems on there, their 4-gig Wi-Fi hotspot. The safety group with Park Sense rear park assist, blind spot, and cross path detection. The safety group with adaptive cruise control, advanced brake assist, full speed forward collision warning. Their cargo group with compartments under the floor mat, 8-speed automatic transmission. I mentioned hill descent control, anti-spin differential, rear window wiper, defroster, defogger. I mean, loaded to the gills. The base vehicle is 38. This one is everything one could get, so it got a little pricey. It's up at 56.7. But 22 miles per gallon in the city, 29 on the highway with this diesel. It's a heck of an engine. So it gives you something you can tow with this, with the 442 pound-feet of torque. Check it out. 2020 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sahara 4x4 diesel.
Want to correct myself before we go to break. Oh. The dates that I was giving you on the spring season, those were for the youth-only season to get things kicked off. The spring season in the North Zone is April 4 through May 17. South Zone, March 21 through May 3rd, and the special one turkey bag limit in 10 counties, April 1 through April 30th.
There we go.
Okay. We're going to go from hunting. We're going to go wade fishing with Bart Reed, Bart's Bay Armor. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for whitetail deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. We keep mentioning with this cold, little kind of dreary weather that we've had through the month of February, and after the rigors of the rut, really need to help those bucks get back on their feet after, you know, chasing those girls around all fall. And the best way to do that is to give them the crude protein that they need that's high in fortified cottonseed.
Well, and the girls need it because the kids are on the way.
That's right. Yeah. Mama deer are carrying the babies, and once those babies hit the ground, got to have the milk to get them up so that they can have the legs under them to run away from predators.
There you go. And you told me something the other day that that I think is just very cool, that pigs and raccoons don't mess with this.
They don't mess with it, yeah. So, I mean, instead of feeding that corn that really doesn't have any of this, like feeding candy, give your deer herd something that really makes sense and is beneficial to them. Fortified Cottonseed blends are available by visiting fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Our guest today is a gentleman that impressed with those that have the mindset to invent and create and design.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Bart Reed, owner of Bart's Bay Armor, has got a really neat lineup of bay boots. I mean, my wade fishing experience, I'm going to date myself, goes back to the Chuck Taylor Converse All-Stars.
Oh, you know?
And boy, I mean, back in behind West Galveston Island, wading in some of the muck and all. And stingrays. You just kind of said a prayer and shuffled along.
Right, do the shuffle.
That's right. Now you've got some protection. Bart, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Hey, Barty, I got to ask you, this is Harold. I mean, as far as coming up with these boots, I mean, at some point you had an aha moment?
Well, yeah, over about 30-year period. Oh. Every time I went fishing, it was more of a lament that there wasn't something better, you know. So finally, I guess, took time from, you know, work and family and everything and just said, hey, I'm gonna do something about this.
Well, give the folks the benefit of your background, because you're just not one of those smart inventor type guys, but you also have a marine background, don't you?
Yeah, so I grew up hunting and fishing, and decided to be a marine biologist. So I went to college at Texas A&M and at Galveston, and then got a master's degree at the University of Texas in Port Aransas there. So I spent a lot of years on the coast and worked as a marine biologist along the coast and fished, learned how to coastal fish there. And, you know, this was over 30 years ago. And the protection essentially was just what it was until recently, until we invented these boots that just, you know, either shuffle and pray or what we always laughingly refer to as the chastity belt, the buckles and hoops, and, you know, spend 45 minutes trying to get buckled into your chastity belt and walk around, you know, with these things on your feet that may stay on there, may not, may twist around, may hook your line when you catch a fish and try to get him in the net. And so, you know, that was the protection. That's always been the essentially, or real super crazy heavy boots that are so thick that maybe a barb wouldn't make it through, but they're just, you know, you can't walk any amount of time. You can't do any real fishing in something like that.
Right.
And, you know, in the last 10 years, I was able to start fishing again a lot. And when I realized, you know, nothing's changed, but it's been 30 years and nobody's done anything but make the boots heavier and denser and, or you just buckle back up and all the other contraptions. And I just said, there's got to be modern materials and some modern science that we can put to use to make a better boot. And that's what we did.
I'm looking at your website, barts-bay-armor.com. And under About Us, you address some of this, not only your background, but about how the inflexible and heavy and cumbersome protection that may or may not cover your, you know, your entire foot, you know, ankle, and lower leg. Go ahead.
Well, and that's the thing is it you're vulnerable in a lot of areas with what's out there, or it's so uncomfortable. And this is what I saw and heard more than anything, is it's so uncomfortable or cumbersome, we're just going to leave it in the boat or at the house and wade in Converse tennis shoes, like you said, you know. And so, no amount of protection does anybody any good if it's sitting in the boat or if it's back at the slip, you know.
Right.
You've got to have – so it's got to be a combination of something that protects and something that's comfortable and people are willing to wear, and you know, that's the whole thing, or it's pointless. And so I tried to come up with a boot that is both, something you'd wear all, you can walk. There are people that wait a little bit and there are people that wait all day and never stop, and
all
this
right.
boot is comfortable enough to do that.
All right, we need to take a break because we're up against the mid portion of the program. Folks, there's more to this story and features of Bart's Bay Armor, but Bart, if you would hold on, folks, you stick around as well, as we'll be right back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we have a personal approach that sets us apart from traditional lenders.
My name is Hannah Whitaker, and I'm Marketing and Operations Specialist for Capital Farm Credit. I just want to be there for our farmers and help them out because I grew up with it. I understand how busy they are, and the last thing I want to do is interrupt their busy schedule to sign a few papers. Once you've become a member here at Capital Farm Credit, we go above and beyond to welcome you into our family.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We continue our conversation with Bart Reed, owner of Bart's Bay Armor. He's going to be at the 45th annual Houston Fishing Show that opens on Wednesday and runs through next Sunday. One of the things that really intrigues me, and when I'm looking at your lineup of boots, Bart, is you talk about the inflexibility, and again, going back to early days of wade fishing. You got to feel the bottom. I mean, you need to feel the contour, and you're saying not only do you need the protection, but to be able to feel. Is that something that you were trying to find a balance when you built these boots, where you can feel the bottom?
You've got to be able to, you know, feel what you're walking on.
Right.
You've got to have a boot that's lightweight and comfortable, but that won't suck off in if you get off in some really deep mud,
right,
especially in the wintertime when people are wading more softer bottoms because that's where the fish are. They're in the darker, muddier bottoms that stay warmer in the cold weather. So wading is a little trickier in the wintertime. So that boot's got to stay on. You got to feel what you're doing, and one of the things then it has to be sturdy. I mean, lots of guys wade on oyster reefs, and oyster reefs are notorious for just destroying the best of boots. And so we tried, and I believe we have made a boot that fits all those categories. It's sturdy. It lasts. It's super comfortable. And it protects you from stings and any other hazards in the water, and it's comfortable enough to wear. Heck, I wear them when I'm not even going in the water. I wear them when I take my boat offshore to fish at the jetties, and I know I'm never going to be in the water.
Yeah, so. Bart, the protection on these. How high up are we protected with these boots?
Okay, so it goes about mid calf, and the reason. I did a lot of studying, so we did a couple of things. We engineered the protection based on the shape of a stingray barb, because a stingray barb, it's not shaped like an ice pick, nor is it shaped like completely like an ice blade. It's more like an ice blade, but it has a little round point on the end. So we engineered it for the protective laminate that makes the boot goes all the way around the boot. It's actually engineered for a stingray barb, and then. I did a lot of studying and talked to a lot of emergency rooms about where do people come in? Where are they usually stuck with a stingray? Where it's usually at the ankle or below. Now there are stories, and I know people who've been stung in other places, but almost 99% of the stingray stings are ankle down. So I didn't want to put a bunch of extra material to make a taller boot so that it becomes super heavy. But what I do have is I have a gravel guard. It's made from the same protective material that goes around, that you can buy and going around the top of your boot to keep dirt and stuff from getting in your boot. And it also is made from the same protective material, so it'll get you up another couple of inches if you're really, you know, worried about the height of the but most things are down low, and that's where all, you know, the boot's protected from top down, but really protective from the ankle and the front part of the boot that's covered with the rubber.
All right, the sizing on it. I know you go up to size 14. What size shoe do you wear?
Yeah, I'm a 6.5C.
he's got little feet.
I've got all the way down to men's fives, which is a woman's seven.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I go down. So I should have yours,
yeah.
And then all the way up to 14s, and we added 14s and I know, Bill, you've got a big foot. I've had some requests for 15s, and we may go that way one day, but I took a big leap this year, mostly because the guys that wade fish in the wintertime with waders are going to have to go up. I mean, I go up two sizes when I wear waders. So
I was going to ask you about that. If the footed waders, if, you know, what you had to do to accommodate, you know, in your boots. So you're saying go up at least one, maybe two sizes, huh?
Yeah, everybody needs a summer pair and a winter pair. So get your summer pair that's your street shoe size, and go up to two or three sizes for whatever, you know, for your winter pair that you wear with your weight.
All right, before we run out of time, folks, go to Bart's, Barts-Bay-Armor.com. Barts-Bay-Armor.com. Can read more about it. He's going to be at the Houston Fishing Show that opens on Wednesday and runs through Sunday. If you don't happen to make it, online about under other information, there is a list of retailers around the Lone Star State, particularly along the coast, that have you know, folks that are stocking these great wading boots. Bart, before we run out of time, got about 15 seconds. Do you happen to know your booth number?
I think it's 125.
125.
So, for sure. Y'all come see us.
Okay. At the Houston Fishing Show, Bart Reed, Bart's Bay Armor, has been our guest. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bart. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
People like to say, the roads are bad. Well, clearly they're not behind the wheel of a Jeep SUV. Just think about it. The road doesn't make itself slippery. The road didn't ask to be buried by a blizzard or demand to be cracked and potholed. And the road is certainly not trying to make you late. The road is, after all, just pavement and a little paint. But a Jeep SUV isn't just another SUV. It's the original. An adventure-seeking, trail-rated off-road-slash-on-road icon. With legendary 4x4 capabilities and enough available safety and security features to make your family jump for joy. Because in a Jeep SUV, there's something for every road. Good, bad, or non-existent. And depending on what you're driving, bad roads can be oh-so-good. Come see for yourself and get a great deal today at the Jeep Start Something New sales event. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and it is time for the Outdoor Calendar. What's coming up, Harold?
Here we go. As we mentioned, March 4 to 8, the 45th Annual Houston Fishing Show at the George R. Brown Convention Center. For info, HoustonFishingShow.com. March 6th, Hunt County Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Greenville. Go to ducks.org. Also on the 6th, Red River Valley Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation Fundraiser in Paris. Go to nwtf.org. Again, March 6th, the April AWOL Chapter of the Wild Turkey Federation Banquet in Nacogdoches. Again, nwtf.org. March 7, Kaufman County Double Beards Chapter Wild Turkey Fundraiser. Already gave you that site. Also, March 7, Parrot and Strutters Chapter of the Wild Turkey Federation in Perryton. March 8, the dreaded daylight savings time at 2 a.m. I'm not going to get up and change it then, okay? Go to one of those great events, friends, in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. I want to thank our guest today, Bart Reed, Bart's Bay Armor. His website, barts-bay-armor.com. Check him out at the Houston Fishing Show, mm-hmm. which will start open on Wednesday. In fact, quite honestly, this is one of those shows where Wednesday through Sunday, probably ought to check it out two or three times. There's right. so much to do, so many seminars from great professionals, so many deals out there, and I'll give you a heads up on next week's guest, Mark Nichols.
He's still with us?
Yes, DOA Lures.
Didn't he leave the state? I haven't seen him in years.
Oh, he's in Florida. Okay. Based in Florida, but right. he's a Texas guy that comes back regularly. And he is part of that row, that rowdy row that I keep talking about over there. And he will be in for the weekend session along with many of his pro staffers talking about his great lineup. And I understand he is releasing at the Houston Fishing Show some new product, some new baits that have been designed that they're actually doing quite well. So,
and we'll have a preview.
Yeah, he's going to give us an update, and then
I like it.
Once you get through listening to our show next week, you can run down the Houston Fishing Show and
load up,
stock up.
That's right.
Okay.
Also, subscribe to your magazine.
There you go.
That's the Texas Outdoors Journal booth.
Right.
All right. Yeah, do get on over there. Yeah, it's a great show. A lot of great products, too. That's 45 years, you said?
Yeah, Holder was a young man.
Yeah.
Dave Holder was a very young man.
Unbelievable.
Anyhow. Dave Holder's a very old man now.
Do check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there. And all of our shows are archived. Just click on Listen to the Show, and they're listed by dates and our guest friends, so you can relive these exciting moments, okay? Do remember, you catch them out there on the water or in the field doing it wrong, you got to turn them in. Please call Operation Game Thief, 800-792-GAME, okay? And then check us out all over the internet. We're Stitcher Smart Radio, iHeart Radio, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and all those sites where you can like us. Please do. That just helps build the audience and spread the word. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.